that if sometimes children pass through upheavals or their stage begins to shake is because of three things. And it is either of the three things which comes in different forms of circumstances, situations and problems. Which are those three things? One is waste or impure thoughts. Waste or impure words or negative words. So waste or negative thoughts, waste negative words, waste negative actions. So thoughts, words, actions, waste and negative. It's not that you commit sinful actions. Of course, sometimes they are committed, but they are very less compared to before. But wastage is more. The storm of waste thoughts shake you completely. And then you start. First they come in the form of thoughts, then they come in the form of words, and then in the form of actions. And the result of all that is, or as Baba saw the result, it's more in the thoughts. In words, it's less. In actions, even less. But in the thoughts, when the storm comes, so much time is wasted. The time which you should be spending in being creative, you waste that time in waste thoughts. Therefore, Bab Dada was observing these three things: thoughts, words, actions, thinking, speaking and doing. Baba wants the gift of all these three from you. Are you ready? So everyone has surrendered. Now don't take back the gift. Don't say that, well, I don't know how I spoke, but I should not have, but the words came, I don't know how they came. So you have to close your mouth. You know, the button, you have buttons on your shirt. So just like with the button, you close the shirt. So you button your shirt, so you should button your lips, Baba Singh. Baba has so much love for the children, and the sign of Baba's love is that Baba cannot bear to see you doing hard work. When Baba sees you laboring, at that time the thought comes in Baba, let me go down in the corporeal world and help him and tell him something. But Baba is in the subtle world and in corporeal world. Indirectly, Baba wants to say that he should get the touching, but that time he's so much in body consciousness that he can't receive the touching. So Baba says, Baba wants you to keep on swinging in the swing of love all the time. When you swing in the swing of love, you will experience no labor. All the labor will be finished. You should not even think, I should finish labor, I should finish the labor. No, just sit on the swing of love and the labor will finish by itself. You should not try to take it away from you or go away from it. No, just sit on the swing of love of the Father. Baba has faith in his children, but I don't know, Baba says, why some children just stay away from the Father. Even Baba is not aware of why they go away from Baba. Remain under the canopy of the Father's protection. The meaning of Brahmin life is to keep on swinging, not in Maya. So Maya makes you swing, but do not swing in that swing of Maya. For half a kalpa you have already swung so much in Maya swing. You already have the experience of it, haven't you? Did you get anything from that? Did you get? You only became more and more tired, didn't you? Now, swing in the swing of super sensuous joy. Swing in the swing of happiness. Swing in the swings of different experiences, of powers. There are so many swings which you have got for swinging on. Even the princes and princesses of this world won't have that many swings. You can swing in any swing you want. You can swing in the swing of love one moment, and the next moment swing in the swing of bliss, and the next moment swing in the swing of knowledge. You have so many swings, unlimited, uncountable swings. Do not come down from the swing.